Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Denise, you're recording?
Yes.
Okay. This is Monday, May 20th, 2019. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Absent.
Mr. Roberts?
Absent.
Ms. Stevens?
Absent.
And Mr. Yeager?
Absent.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, if you let the minutes reflect that Attorney Drill is joining us by telephone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to read the agenda. We'll just go through it. Number one, vouchers. I think we only had vouchers from our attorney this time. Those are the only ones I recall signing.
Yes.
And they were in order. So I will move that we approve payment of the bills. And a second on that, please?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? None. The motion passes. Okay. Meeting minutes. I reviewed the meeting minutes of April 22nd, found a typo in there, but I made a note to Denise that I thought the meeting minutes were longer and more detailed than they needed to be, and I asked Denise to go back and check the advice that John Drill had written when Denise first joined to kind of recalibrate and make sure we're not doing extra work here.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know why. I was really struggling with the Zin thing because we spent so much time on it that night. I wanted to just document it because there had been the lawsuit and then I just kind of got caught up and I did. It was too detailed.
Got away from you a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably not much harm in a little bit too much detail, but just calibrate next time to kind of dial it down a little bit.
Definitely.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comments or corrections to the minutes?
Actually, Sharon did have one correction, which I made. Tara St. Angelo, instead of putting, I said applicant for the attorney instead of attorney for the applicant. I had the words in the wrong spot.
Okay.
So that and what you had and typo and that was it.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes as corrected with those minor changes.
So I'll move.
And a second?
That was it.
Okay, and Dr. Lewis has seconded. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. McTiernan? You were not eligible.
Not eligible. Okay. Moving on. Resolutions. We have Zin Realty Resolution 2019-04, and John, you mailed out version 2, correct?
Correct. And the applicant, Tara San Angelo, finally got around to reviewing it and said it's fine.
Okay, great. Anyone else have any comments or corrections? Okay, motion to adopt, please. And it's Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, Roberts, and Stevens.
I move adoption of the resolution.
And a second?
I'll second.
Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
And Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, great. Thank you. Last item is DeSapio Real Estate. And we have a letter here from the attorney Locher asking that this be...
can you read that? Tom, can you read that letter into the record? And by the way, is there anyone out in the audience?
No, there is no one here in the audience.
Okay. And once you read that record, letter into the record anyway, Denise could note for the minutes that she read that letter dated whatever into the record.
Okay, so this is dated May 10th, 2019 from Alan Locher, who is the attorney for the applicant DiSapio Real Estate. Dear Ms. Filardo, this matter is scheduled for continued public hearing on May 20th, 2019. I've consulted with my client, and he has advised me that he will not be ready to proceed on that date. We appreciate that the board has previously agreed to carry the public hearing to May 20th, 2019 without requiring further notice. However, given that this application commenced in January 2019, we believe it to be the better course of action to obtain an updated 200-foot list and provide a fresh notice of hearing. The applicant requests that the board attorney make this announcement at the May 20th, 2019 meeting. The applicant already granted an extension of time to the Board of Adjustment through July 31, 2019 to act on the above application. If further time is deemed appropriate, please advise me and my client will promptly grant the further extension of time. If there is a different procedure that you would like to follow, please let me know as soon as possible. Please contact me with any questions. Thank you. Sincerely, Alan Locher, copy to John Drill and DiSapio Real Estate.
All right, so you read the letter into the record, so I didn't have to. And if the board is fine with, you know, granting the extension, we'll just have to have Denise keep an eye on it because who knows what's going to happen with that application.
Okay. Anyone have a problem with moving this out? No, no one's making a face.
No, we're going to grant an extension, but they don't have to do additional
hearings. It's not us granting an extension.
Oh.
They're granting us?
The title is on the board. The applicant is granting an extension.
That's right.
Because if they submit an application and we don't act on it, it automatically becomes approved.
Gotcha.
Which is a way of keeping us from sitting on things that, maybe we may not want to act on. So this is extended. He's giving us more time to act on it. And if he didn't, then we would probably vote on it tonight and vote it down for a lack of, a good argument.
Okay.
That's
right.
Correct.
But actually, he's not giving us additional time. The last month, they already gave us until July 31st.
That's right.
So we still only have until July. We only have until July 31st to hear the application.
That's right. You're correct. And it does say that the applicant had already granted.
Okay.
So he's not granting anymore. He's just clarifying it's to July 31st.
Got it. So, John, if they decide that they're not going to be ready in July, then we would have to ask them either to reapply or to grant the board an additional extension. Is that correct?
You'd have to ask them to either grant an additional extension or you're going to dismiss their application.
Okay. Okay, that's all right.
But this is something that we just have to keep, gotta keep an eye on. We can't let it, you know, we can't forget about it. So
right.
Come, you know, a couple, let's say 2 weeks before the July meeting, let's have him, well, actually, we'll know, because he's got to re-notice also. So I would say call him 2 weeks before, and he's either re-noticing for July or you guys decide tonight. If he hasn't re-noticed for July, what do you want Denise to do? Say to him, give us an extension until the end of September, or we're going to dismiss it? Because if so, tell her that right now, and she'll know. Or you could tell Denise, listen, tell them that we want an extension right now till the end of September. And if they don't grant us an extension until the end of September, then we'll see you in June, and you got to be ready to go.
I guess I want to know what the holdup is. I mean, if they're not really ready, they're still kind of.
I don't know. I have a hunch that they probably didn't think things went too well for them last time, and they're probably evaluating. You guys asked some questions. You guys indicated that you weren't really thrilled with how the building, one of the buildings looked, and all that. So they're probably doing some soul searching. And they haven't gotten to the point where they really know. This is speculation.
Yeah.
Based on my experience, my guess is that they don't really know if they're going to really go ahead or not. And if they are going to go ahead, what are they going to go ahead with?
Right. So my take personally would be, if they have a clear line of sight and they know what they need to get done, and they said, yeah, we'll get this done by July, okay. And if they're wishy-washy on it, then I would say let's just cancel it, you know, dismiss it, and let them come back when they're ready. So we're not carrying.
Okay, so I guess what the chairman is saying is they just got to watch them, and then 2 weeks before July, we'll seal them out, and if they know exactly and they can tell us exactly what they want to do, it's one thing. And if not, it's another thing. Right, Tom?
Yeah, agree.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about anything for June. It's just before the July meeting.
Right, 2 weeks before the July meeting.
Okay. I have noted that.
Okay. And I'll remind you as we get closer. Okay, I think that is it. That's everything on the agenda. Does anyone else have anything?
Yep.
Good. Good. Motion to adjourn.
So I'll move.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Done. John, thanks very much. Take care.
Beautiful thing. Have a nice night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.